Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Kell moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Robinson for a passed ball. Doby moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lapon bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Trout moves to second. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Trout moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Wirtz throws the ball into Kell who tags Hegan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evers. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boone applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mullen. Doby reaches second base with a double. Avila goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon misplays the ball. That's an error on Lapon. Doby moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Robinson for a passed ball. Doby scores. Easter moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Easter moves to third. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Simpson reaches second base with a double. Easter scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simpson scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan moves to third. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Chapman now playing center field. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lapon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stewart moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty strikes out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive towards short. Lapon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullen strikes out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 2 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krahoski moves to second. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Krahoski moves to third. Evers moves to second. Joe Ginsburg pinch runs for Aaron Robinson. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Marlon Stewart. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller takes first base on ball 4. Krahoski scores. Evers moves to third. Ginsburg moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Gene Bearden now pitching. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-3 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-3 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krahoski for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ginsburg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth pinch hits for Gene Bearden. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth strikes out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-4 in the game. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.